This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury is scheduled to begin its deliberations this hour in the reckless manslaughter charge against an Aurora police officer for his role in the death of Elijah McClain. The trial began a little over 2 weeks ago and closed this morning. Nathan Woodyard stopped McClain in 2019 and forcibly placed the unarmed 23-year-old in a carotid hold. The state says Woodyard ignored protocols and left McClain in a deteriorating condition. The defense says the ketamine that paramedics gave him is the only thing that killed McClain. Meanwhile, the former sheriff's deputy charged in the death of a Boulder man stranded in his car last year pleaded not guilty yesterday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Andrew Buen faces second-degree murder charges in the death of Christian Glass, who called 911 last summer after his car got stuck on some rocks. When Buen and another officer arrived, Glass said he was afraid to get out of the car, and after 70 minutes, he was eventually shot and killed. Buen was fired from the sheriff's office. His case could go to trial, but his attorneys indicated Thursday they could ask to change the location of that trial if it would happen. His supervisor, former Sergeant Kyle Gould, was also charged with crimes in the case. His proceedings were continued for several weeks, but prosecutors said they had reached a plea deal with his attorneys. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Spirit Airlines says it will stop flying in and out of Denver International Airport next year. The budget airline will leave DIA in January. Spirit says it will refund customers who have ticket reservations after January 9th. This is CPR News in KRCC.